Good morning and welcome to these lessons I'm recording again. This is Jill Wigmore Welsh from Reading in Berkshire here. And these short lessons that I'm just putting together at the moment are for people who work in the office. Last week I was in at a company near to where I live. They had a thank you day for the staff and I was asked to go in and I saw 14 of the staff during the course of the day. Most of them sit working at desks, young guys, young girls who work there, and all of them love their work. But quite a few of them had quite a lot of tension in the muscles in their neck and shoulders. So I thought perhaps we might do a bit of a lesson around neck and shoulders. When you're doing this lesson, if you are at work or you're working from home, this is really a lesson to be done in your ergonomically designed workstation. So you're going to be sitting at your desk and you're going to have your ergonomically designed chair that you can sit right back into, which might not be what you normally do. And just notice as you sit right back into that chair, as you sit right back into that chair and you get your back really pressed against the back surface of that chair. So you've got the backrest and it might be a long backrest. It might be that you've got just a short backrest. But whatever sort of backrest you've got there, sit right back into it and just notice how it feels to sit with your pelvis, your backside right back into the chair, how much contact you're getting. Feet should be resting on the floor. If they're not, you need some sort of box or support underneath, but that's something you can sort out later. Arms can rest on the arms of the chair. So make sure the chair is moved out a little way from the desk. And allow your arms to rest on those armrests on the chair if you have them. If not, close the recording down, go and find yourself another chair you can sit in that's actually got armrests. And as you rest your arms on those armrests, I want you just to allow yourself to bring your attention to the tips of your fingers. And just bring your attention to the tip of your right hand, the fingertips of your right hand, and start to notice your index finger, your first finger. So you have your thumb, your index finger, second finger, ring finger, little finger. So it's your first finger there. And I want you to be just allowing yourself just to make very small circles with that index finger, just a very small circle, okay, just a tiny little circle, and notice as you're doing that, what it feels like in the rest of the hand to do that. I don't know if it's to the right or the left that you're going with that circle, but maybe change direction. So if you can do a circle in the other direction, that's right, all the way around. All the way around, and then gradually just make the circle a little bit bigger. So that circle is just getting a little bit larger now, a little bit larger, so the circle is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So the circle eventually is getting so big that as you're circling round on the arm of the chair, you're probably just twiddling all around the end of the arm of the chair. It depends how the armrest is designed, but just all around the edge with that fingertip. That's it. In a nice anti-clockwise direction, or clockwise, whichever way it was that you were going. And then change direction. Change direction. Do it the other way. And then let that go. Just let your arm rest on the chair. Let your arm rest. And feel what it's like inside your hand, your right hand, since you've been doing this action of just circling with that just one finger. And this may be the hand that you use for the mouse. It might be that you're left-handed and it's the other hand that you use for the mouse. But let's just still stay working with just this right hand. And come back again. And this time I want you to do a circle with the second finger. So you've got your thumb and your index finger, and now we're on the second finger. And this time you're again doing a little circle round with that, just that finger. And round it goes, whichever direction it is that you've chosen to go in. Is it the same direction that you started off with your index finger? That's it. And then change direction. Round you go the other way. And as you circle that finger round, make that circle bigger and bigger. Feel what it feels like just to do the action of circling with your finger. That's it. Round it goes. Right round. Could be a big circle. Could be circling right round the end of the arm of the chair. That's it. And then just let it go. Let the full weight of your arm rest down onto that armrest. Notice what's going on inside your stomach, your diaphragm, right at the bottom of your rib cage. Notice what's going on with your breathing. You're all going to be breathing, sitting here. Just notice what's happening. And then let's move on to the third finger. So this is the ring finger. And again, circling round. What does it feel like to be circling with this finger? Feel in terms of the fluidity of the movement. Is it a circle that you're making with this finger? Round it goes, that's right. Round and round. And allow the elbow to be still resting and relaxed. So gently and slowly. Okay, so a nice slow circle. Really feeling underneath those fingertips, underneath that finger that you're circling, feeling the sensation of the surface. Is it rough? Is it smooth? Is it shiny? Does it feel like? Change direction. Circle in the other direction with this finger. Round you go. Round you go. Round you go. That's right. And then just let it go. Let that arm rest on the armrest. Bring our attention to the area in between your shoulder blades. The part of you that's resting against the back of the chair at the moment. Or it might be it's above the backrest if you've got a low backrest on the chair. So but bring the attention to that area. And make a conscious suggestion that you will actually keep this part of you in your awareness as you bring your attention also to your little finger and start circling this little finger round. And as you make a circle with this little finger, notice what's going on in between your shoulder blades. Is anything happening here? Is the circling just taking place underneath that finger? Is it all the wrist? You can look down and notice how much muscle contraction you can see around your wrist as you circle. And then change direction again. So you're changing direction with your little finger and circling around. And around and around. That's it. So it's just the little finger circling. Round it goes. Round it goes. Round it goes. And then just let that go. Let it rest down. No activity taking place. Notice what it's like all around this wrist now. Having done these actions of circling with your fingertips, is there any discomfort? Some people get RSI. They get RSI in their tendons. I met somebody recently and she had a very severe exacerbation of RSI. And I consider that she perhaps had been given the wrong advice by her practitioner who had suggested that she completely immobilize her whole arm. And when I spoke to her, I said to her, have you Have you been thinking about moving from your spine, from your whole center? And she didn't understand what I was talking about, because a lot of people, when they use their hand, especially if your right hand is your dominant hand, and if it's not your dominant hand, it might be that doing this process has been quite interesting, bringing all of your attention to a hand you don't use. But sometimes when people do things like use the mouse, what they do is just what perhaps you may have been doing right now, and that is they just use their fingers. All they're doing is moving their finger. They just, even with a scroll mouse, or it might even be that you use your fingers a lot, maybe on the screen, you use your touchscreen phone and you're flicking with your fingers up and down. And during the day, those tendons, as they run through the little sheaths that go up on the back of your forearm there, they can get inflamed and sore. So as you're doing this action, as you're doing this circling action just now, just noticing what it feels like for you, just to really consciously draw your attention to using those tendons. Notice how quickly and easily those muscles can start to feel a little bit fatigued, because the muscles there on the back of the forearm are quite small. The tendons are quite long, but the muscles are quite small. So they're not really designed for doing a lot of this sort of activity. In our animal ancestry, these animals, these muscles rather, we would have been walking on our fingertips. So these muscles, we would have just been springing on and springing off. A lot of the activities that we do now, like holding pens and pencils, writing, holding the mouse, we're using these muscles an enormous amount, and they're not designed for it. So just come back one more time and notice this hand resting on the table. It's had a chance to rest while I've given you these few couple of minutes just now. Allow yourself just to think about leaving those fingers nice and still. I think if there's a way we can cut, you could come back to doing that sort of circling, but without the tendons or the muscles in the hand showing up at all as if they're contracting. So if you lift your finger up, just your index finger up, and put it down, you'll see the muscle on the back of the surface of your hand there. The dorsum, the back, that's where a dorsal fin is, back. A dorsum of your hand, the back, as you lift that finger up and down, you'll see that tendon tightening. So let that be soft. And as you think about doing this circling now, one finger, next finger, and the next, as you did before, because even when we finish the lesson, you can do this on your own. Allow your hand to be really soft, and just notice if you can slide the elbow forwards and backwards on the arm of the chair. And maybe if you can do a circle of that finger, allow the finger to generate a circle pattern on the arm of the chair, but without it actually being just the finger. So this isn't just your finger doing the movement. Your finger is now nicely relaxed, and notice what it's like to consciously think about allowing those tendons to let go and slide from the elbow to make the whole arm, and even from the shoulder blade behind you, perform this action of circling. Feel how the muscles around the spade of the shoulder blade, which is on your back surface, could actually be propelling the arm forwards and backwards. So it's almost as if that circling is coming from a little circling of the shoulder blade, a little circling of the shoulder joint, the glenohumeral joint there, and changing direction and then letting it go. And then compare, perhaps just do one little circle with just the fingertip where you do see that tendon working, and then another one where you're moving through from the elbow. And it's really interesting sometimes to compare what it's like to perform the same sort of circle with the fingertip. Look at the shape of the circle that you're drawing with your fingertip and say, okay, well, how could I achieve that same circle but by moving the whole arm? So if you imagine your hand was resting on the mouse, or if you were using a touch screen pad on your laptop there, you could think about doing this little circle over that small area. And I know on my laptop it's probably not much bigger than an old-fashioned matchbox there, and certainly on touchscreen phones, some of them can be even smaller. And allowing yourself just to make that circle without it all being a finger that's doing the movement. What an interesting thing to think about. So thank you for that, and I'll be back soon with some more. And as you're thinking about how you're circling, allow yourself just to let everything relax. And if you want to, you can do this little micro lesson, and you can do it on the left hand as well. And you can notice what it's like just to repeat exactly the same movements as you've just done, but do them on the left hand. Do them with your left hand. Notice what it's like to circle with your index finger of your left hand. You can play this whole lesson again and just focus on the left hand if you want. So have a lovely day and enjoy exploring using your fingertips. And I'll be bringing you some more lessons shortly. And if you'd like to be in touch, do get in touch with me. That's Jill Wigmore-Welsh. And I look forward to hearing how you do. Have a lovely day.